fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 20th day of February, year of our 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. Still legal in Washington, D.C., I believe, despite what some of the Democrats would like. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Preparative tip of the day, I give this out occasionally. That would be to get yourself 2 or 3 pairs of merino wool socks just to try them out. I'm pretty confident, highly confident, you'll like them as much as I do. I wear them whether it's 10 below zero or 110 degrees. They also have merino wool underwear, by the way, so you might want to check those out as well. It's a very special type of wool. The fibers are longer than normal wool fibers. Therefore, they don't scratch most people most of the time. All right, we're going to have open lines this first hour. Andrew is on assignment and can't be with us. And then we'll have Fires Monday beginning the second hour. I was just looking over my website this morning. That's thelibertyman.com. I'm so happy and so pleased with the work of my new webmaster. It's a lot of work, 9 gigabytes of information, more to come, of course. We add to it pretty much every day of the week. There's days when we don't, but there's something new just about every day of the week at thelibertyman.com. Watching an interview this morning with Mike Adams, interviewing Dr. Huff, not my Dr. Huff. I believe this gentleman's name is Andrew Huff, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see, here we go. It's already, he's already changed the website here. His website changes so quickly. Anyway, it was an interesting interview. He presents the information, the documentation, because he was an insider involved in this kind of research and with the gain of function and viruses and all that mess. It's very important I don't have time to look that up right now because I'm doing a live radio show. I don't, but that's okay. Here we go. It just popped up here in front of me, and it was one of these TV interviews that Mike did with. Okay. All right, Dr. Andrew Huff. Yeah. So that's at Mike Adams' website, and he's the author of a recent book which provides copies of the original documentation about what the man is talking about. We talk about a lot of things here in Republic Broadcasting, all the different shows, different men and women who are hosts here at Republic Broadcasting, as do I, on one hand. On the other, the thing that has to be addressed and addressed over and over again is the following matter, that we are in the middle of the worst crime in recorded human history. That's, in fact, what's taking place right now on the 20th day of February 2023. Now, by the way, this is President's Day, so the banks and post offices will be closed, by the way. They've once again changed holidays for us, so we no longer celebrate the birthdays of individual presidents. We just have one day for all the presidents. President Jimmy Carter is near death, by the way. He was a great guy in terms of his personal life on one hand. On the other, he sold us out when he gave up U.S. control over the Panama Canal, a massive strategic mistake. The Chinese now run it, by the way, in case you don't know. So, regardless, we're going to have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 512-248-8252. It's hard to wrap your head around, at least it is for me, and probably for most people, to wrap your head around the worst crime in recorded human history taking place right now. It's been... I was talking to a friend of mine, another doctor, last week. He says, John, this is the most sophisticated psychological operations, psychological operation ever perpetrated on humankind. And it is. It is highly sophisticated. It's been quite successful. It's only been recently that anything above maybe 2 or 3% of the adults in this country have been waking up to what's been going on. Unfortunately, tragically, people waking up, the majority of them already got the clot shot. That's what I call the COVID-19 vaccination, the clot shot and the boosters, both. Too late. Now, there's multiple scientists and doctors looking for ways to mitigate the effects of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. I don't know if any of them will prove to be successful. One of the major issues is that when you accept that clot shot, you destroy your immune system. Can that be fixed? That's the question. Can it be fixed? I don't know if it can be fixed. I'd love to see that there was some hope for my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandchildren, some hope that they may find a way. There may be a way for them to mitigate if they would choose to do so. I don't know that they understand yet, the adults anyway, that they've committed suicide and murdered their children, my grandchildren. I don't know that they'll ever understand that before anything can be done, or if anything ever can be done. It's difficult to incorporate this knowledge, at least for me, to incorporate this knowledge into my being and continue to be productive, to continue to want to have a normal, fun, productive, healthy life. I'm doing it. It hasn't been easy. My wife, Mrs. Moore, has been a tremendous asset in that regard, helping me and as I help her to reach a psychological accommodation for these matters. And I want to encourage all of you to do the same thing. to, and most of you probably have already, to reach a psychological accommodation to for these matters, so that you can continue to be productive and have a more or less normal life. My new webmaster, he took the clot shot. He now regrets it. He's not going to get any more boosters. He's hoping for the best. I hope for the best for him also. He's a brilliant young man. Beautiful family, wife, adult children, and so forth. I do truly wish him the best. Of course I do. I don't want to see harm come to anybody. I have to remind myself and remind everybody else about the judge in France. There was a man who accepted the clot shot and died. The insurance company refused to pay out the life insurance on the following premise. He may or may not have known that the clot shot could kill him on one hand. On the other, he could have known if he chose to. The information was publicly available that the clot shot will kill you. And the judge in France did the right thing, in my opinion. He ruled in favor of the insurance company. Now, I don't believe that's happened here yet. I haven't been in the insurance company boardrooms to hear their discussions. Of course, they're aware of what the French judge did. No doubt whatsoever they know. The entire business of the insurance industry is based on information I get from actuaries. Actuaries are men and women who make their living studying, in this case, the longevity of people, how long they live, when they die, how they die, what age they die at. And the entire business is based on what actuaries do. Well, the actuaries are reporting now something that's never happened, ever, in any society, a 40% increase in all-cause mortality. That's really scary. It's never happened in this country or any country that I'm aware of. Listen carefully. Once again, a 40% increase in all-cause mortality. A tiny, tiny percentage is being connected to the clot shot. Officially, there's no official connection of these heart attacks, strokes, blood clots to COVID-19 vaccination clot shots and boosters otherwise. No, not at all. So the question is, how long can they conceal something that's never happened before, a 40% increase in all-cause mortality? How long can they keep that quiet? Well, they've been successful so far, haven't they? No point in speculating how long they can do it. Doesn't really matter. They will continue to keep it secret, keep it quiet as long as they can. There's a wide spectrum of men and women in this country in terms of their mental stability, what they're willing to do, what they're willing not to do, what will happen if they find out a certain information. We shall see. We shall see. In the meantime, what are we left with? We're left with living our lives to the best of our ability, knowing that there's nothing we can do with people who got the clot shot. I've had hours of pondering what I could do to regarding my daughter and my son-in-law. And I can't come to any conclusion there's anything I can do. I have concluded that if I visit them, I won't be sleeping in their home as I have done for all these many, many years that I visited up there in Seattle. I'll get a hotel room nearby. I'll visit with them for a few hours a day here and there, maybe a couple of hours in the morning, a couple of hours in the afternoon or early evening, to reduce my exposure to their being contaminated. We know for a fact that people get the clot shot, shed spike proteins. What we don't know, at least I haven't seen anything that's definitive, is how long that goes on. Does it go on for 8 weeks and stop? Does it go on for 8 weeks, stop for a while, and then start again? I value my life as much as I love my daughter and my family, my grandchildren, as much as I love them. I'm not going to needlessly put myself at risk because they foolishly decided to commit suicide. I'm not going to do that. Whatever life I have left, I fully intend to enjoy that to the fullest. I regret their decision. I'm not going to compound it by hurting myself. Many of you, probably most of you, find yourself in the same situation. That's why I'm talking about it. How sad. How tragic what's happening to us. I've said many times the past year that Israel, as we know it, will cease to exist in 3 to 5 years. There will still be an Israel. It won't be the Israel we know now. The goal of the Khazarian Jews, who aren't Jewish, is to kill off everybody but themselves in Israel. And they're largely going to achieve that goal. I'm going to attempt to talk to Steve Bannoun today to see if he's got any updates for us. He's got excellent high-level contacts in Israel that may have some updates for us on that matter. It's not going to be much different here, by the way, in the U.S. There's wide discrepancies in how many men and women and children in this country got the clot shot. 50% on the low end is what I'm seeing. On the high end, maybe as high as 65, 70%. On one hand. On the other, look at where they focused on who really, really needed to get the clot shot. Everybody in the military, all pilots, civilian, commercial pilots, military pilots, everybody in the healthcare industry, from the men and women who clean the floors to the surgeons, everybody in between, paramedics, firemen, police officers. There was a heavy, heavy focus on the men and women that we need to and we rely on to keep our country safe, to keep our country functioning, to respond to fires, to respond to automobile accidents, to respond to crime. Heavy focus on all of them getting the clot shot. Reports I'm getting is that there's issues already with so many of these people being sick and dying. Something I have not yet confirmed is that the announced layoffs of Amazon, what was it, a couple hundred thousand people, was really a cover story to conceal the fact that those people weren't being laid off. They're either dead or dying from COVID clot shots. I don't know that for a fact. I'm working through some back channels to confirm it. Of course, all this makes us vulnerable to foreign intrigue, to foreign invasion. Of course it does. Chinese didn't do this to themselves. Russians didn't do it to themselves. You're not going to find Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson clot shots in China or Russia, either one. The smart ones were in India. It's always a running contest between India and China who's got the most people. It's well more than a billion in each country. But the Indians got some very bright men and women, well-educated scientists and doctors. They figured it out. We'll use ivermectin, and for about 5 or 10 cents per person, we'll cure this thing. And they did. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Fix bayonets.
Baby Dan and Nicole Colgren, where for many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Andrew's on assignment this morning, can't be with us. But if you want the same equipment, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses for your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college, you can get them at my website with a very nice, because my listeners have been grandfathered in, $50 discount on each piece of equipment. All right, we have our first caller here. We have Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, John. I feel for you on your relatives, because I've been dealing with one. And even on the CDC website, it said that this person should not get the shot. She had 3 reasons she should not get it, but her doctor made her get it anyway. And now I'm listening to all this stuff. But, you know, God's bigger than all science, you know. I know how you feel. You don't have a son? You just have that daughter?
Just one daughter. That's it. Yep.
Oh, well, your last wife, Ms. Moore, she taught you to eat better, right? You said?
Yeah, she had a pretty healthy diet for us. Yep.
And did you teach your kids that way?
Best I could. Trying to teach a teenager how to eat right is a challenge, as you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what the Bible says, that train them up when they're old. Well, I mean, they're old enough to, you got grandkids. Are they growing, your grandkids?
One is a 26-year-old adult. The others two are south, juniors in high school.
Try to pick their brain on how they eat, because there are people who have said this over and over. It's not just me. For one thing, if you eat foods that are proteases, that means it breaks down proteins. And the bad things in this whole thing is proteins. So that's something to look into. You can go on, I'd probably go on Conservapedia and ask what foods have proteases in them, and get them to try to eat those foods. Because, and I know that the clots won't form if you take enough magnesium, but you can't even get people to believe that. But I'm hearing it. I heard it on a local radio station today, just talking about how wonderful magnesium is for you. And I thought,
I'm sure that's true, Pat, for normal blood clots, but these structures are not normal blood clots.
Well, I don't know. Check it out.
I do know. They're not normal blood clots. The anticoagulant medication, the anti-blood clot medication, doesn't work on these structures because they're not normal blood clots.
I think there's something called a D-dimer test or something that picks up tiny little...
D-dimer, right.
D-dimer. Okay. Well, if you took it and you took the D-dimer test, you could see if you were forming any clots. And then I don't know, my person, that they have got on a lot of things that break up clots.
They break up normal blood clots, that's true, but these structures are not normal blood clots.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I know I've heard they're white and they're whitish colored and they're long, but if clotting just continues, I guess it would form that, and then they'd probably try to figure out what was wrong, you know, with their heart or some parts of their body that wasn't getting enough oxygen.
Well, here's a problem, Pat. There's no medical doctors who have had any training at all to deal with these structures in the blood. It was never taught in medical school. All the fixes they've got for normal blood clots don't work. So it's a corundum there.
Well, this lady's still chucking. But I wanted to say that I heard Chris Steiner today, just before you came on, he played a clip where Dr. McCullough he was sued by Baylor Scott and White, one right down the end of the street from me, and he was sued by them for $1 million, and he went to court and he won his case in court.
Good for him. Good for him. Dr. McCullough's been doing a lot of good work these past couple of years, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he won. So maybe. Maybe there's some good things going on out there that we just don't know about yet. And once the ball starts rolling, this whole thing will be over instead of trying to keep on.
Pat, thank you for your call. It was a great call. We appreciate it. We got a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, down there on the in Dixie's land, where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Would you like to be my neighbor? Well, there's lots of choices at my website in the real estate section. The Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, featured in Better Homes and Gardens when it was first built. Beautiful place. Right now, it's a high-end bed and breakfast with clientele from Asia and Europe, men and women who could vacation anywhere on the planet. And they chose this beautiful location about a seven-minute drive from my home. And we have the very nice little, it's a small home, three-bedroom, one-bath home in Bismarck, Missouri, corner lot, double lot, walking distance of restaurants and stores, a town of 1,600 people or so, which is undergoing a renaissance of new shops and stores being opened up there. Beautiful little town, about a 40-minute drive from my place. And, of course, if you have issues with pain, especially arthritis pain, check out the engine cleaner, please. Do that. Get your life back. What are you waiting for? Get your life back. Are you worried it won't work? No worries, mate, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the engine cleaner at thelibertyman.com. Got a couple of callers on hold. First, we have Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Hi. You know, you just made me think about real estate, which made me think about another question here that I have for you. And that is, I believe in recent months you've acquired a new house, a new spouse. Am I correct on that?
Well, I bought my new home in September of 2021. And my lovely wife, the marvelous Mrs. Moore, and I were married on January the 7th.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. So, gotcha. Well, congratulations. I hope God blesses all that for you. But I'm curious. Okay, so on the house, I always think about at your one property, you always talked about this this freshwater spring that provided fresh water and stuff. Do you still have that and everything? You still have access
right,
to your,
my to my other place, the spring puts out 1 million gallons a day, right?
Right, okay. And but you didn't get rid of it or anything?
Oh, no.
I always think, because I was thinking that was impossible because I knew how heavily invested you were in the water, and I thought, no, he's not going to give up that water.
No,
you know?
Not hardly. No. No, we get hydroelectric power from it. It also fills up our swimming pool.
Wow, how cool is that? Okay. So I wanted to respond to what Pat was saying. I'm kind of stunned. I'm not able to listen as much as I used to lately because I'm busy out of my mind. A lot of sick kids out there. So I'm working 6 days a week with four different patients and that sort of thing. But the... I was sort of surprised that Pat didn't from Texas. It seemed to be up to speed on this idea of the amyloid clots. You know, it is because okay. So normal blood clots are formed by platelet cells in your blood.
Right. It's normal blood coagulating inside the bloodstream.
Well, right, exactly. And then your blood, the platelet cells form clots so that to make your stanch the bleeding and start the scab and start the healing. Right. Now, that's different. With the spike proteins come in contact, they have these receptor sites that cause these various proteins to fold over or denature. Like when you cook meat, when you cook things, you're denaturing the proteins. When you take a protein chain and you misshape it, it ceases to be functional. So these receptor sites and the spike proteins cause this folding of these proteins, and this causes things like prions and amyloid. They're called amyloid clots. Here's a group composed of these misfolded proteins, and then these misfolded proteins then cause other proteins, you know, come in contact with other proteins and cause those to misfold. So it's a very different, you know, it's a... And instead of an aggregation of platelets causing the clot, what you have is this this misfolding of the proteins. So that's a huge deal, and that's what causes these rubbery type fibrils. You've probably heard about John O'Looney, the mortician who does presentations on the clots and all these rubbery clots and clogs and stuff that they're finding in when they go to try to embalm people. They can't get the embalming fluid in because the blood vessels are blocked by these clots. So it's quite a mess.
That's why I'm choosing to call them structures, because when people hear blood clots, they think of a normal blood clot, and that's not what they are.
Yeah, exactly. It's disease. It's amazing how they aggregate and come together, and then they form these, I mean, these tendrils, and then the tendrils intertwine, and they cause some really nasty, hard to remove messes. But there are people, I guess they can remove these. I don't know if they do vein stripping or what they. But, you know, if it's just like one in, say, a leg vein or something, they...
You mean remove them from living persons as opposed
from
to...
From living people, yes. There are people getting...
So I know that's been done. Yes, I understand that, Glenn. But something I don't know, maybe you may or may not know this, Anna. But once one of these structures have been removed, do they come back? Do they regrow? I don't know. Do you know?
Well, I would think that they would continue because... You're just removing that aggregation of the these misfolded proteins. You're not doing anything to stop
the formation. You're removing the effect, not the cause.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, and meanwhile, the spike just continues to cause the misfolding of protein. And,
Well, that's a great update, Glenn. Anything else, sir?
No, sir. I think that's it.
Okay, appreciate it.
Have a good week.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, John. How are you this morning? Good.
Fantastic. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing good. Okay. Regarding these, we're going to call them structures now. Remember when I had brought up the young female golfer and she had gotten one of these structures in her arm?
Right, right.
And when they thought they could dissolve it, but unfortunately, no, they had to do surgery on her. She's back golfing, but not to where she was before. So, they had to go in and surgically remove this. I don't know how they did it, but they had to. I was watching her the other day. I watch a lot of golf. Anyway, and they were interviewing her at the end of her 18th hole. And what I've noticed now with some of the athletes is they cannot formulate sentences. They asked her a question that was normal question. She says, now, wait a minute. I can't remember. And she starts giggling because she's nervous. She says, I can't. Hold on. Oh, yeah. And she could not remember. And then they went on to another question. They're trying to be kind to her. And they went on and she did a similar thing down the road on another question. Have you been noticing that people have not been able to communicate?
Well, that's one thing, Deborah. We're noticing changes in a person's persona. There's been something that's popped up more than a year ago called vaccidents, people having accidents because their cognitive abilities have been diminished, shall we say. It's more apparent in some people than others, but yes, I've noticed it, and obviously you have, and so have been the others.
Yes, I even noticed it. Now, you know, I don't always analyze, but I just pick up on stuff sometimes. But I noticed there was a football player one time that had that happen. But also, I don't know, you probably analyze behaviors of criminals. You can tell their behaviors by their facial expressions. It's like they're trying to think, but they're not getting it out properly. Try to process, and you can see it in their face.
Right, right. Well, Deborah, do you have any updates on the health status of the people where you live?
Well, most of the people are, the rest of those people, some had moved and some went into, like, nursing because they got ill. Regarding another one that had the structure, some people said blood clot, but not. They never could help her with that because she's elderly and they had never seen a clot like that before.
Of course they hadn't.
And she's having trouble right now. She's at the hospital. But so they either had to go into nursing or they're the ones that didn't pass and their health's been diminishing tremendously, you know.
What about the staff? The staff all got the clot shot. What's their status, if you know?
We've had a lot of staff quit, and I haven't heard of anybody passing away or any.
Okay, all right.
Most of them, to tell the truth, a lot of them did not want to take it, and they did not take it when they brought it on the property.
Well, good for them. Good for them.
So, but no, I haven't heard. But anyway, I just wanted to share that.
I should mention, Deborah, you, my dear, are one of my wife's favorite callers, by the way.
Oh, well, tell her thank you so much.
I'll do
and
that, yes.
I'm happy for the both of you, so.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, you take care now. All right.
Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate it. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. It's really difficult emotionally, spiritually, intellectually to understand, comprehend, accept. I have no choice, and none of us have any choice, but to accept what's going on as becoming the new reality. As I mentioned many times, I get I start my day with the Liberty Daily. Let's see. It's an excellent site, I believe. It's the best I've run across, thelibertydaily.com. Here's some headlines. They put the main ones in red. Biden makes surprise visit to Ukraine, immediately sets off multiple controversies. Biden announced another $500 million in aid to corrupt Nazi government of Ukraine. Meanwhile, the ecological disaster at Ohio's Chernobyl rages on. I got a call from one of my correspondents up in Connecticut. He said, John, the fallout from Palestine, Ohio, is only 10 miles away from me. Most of the eastern seaboard, which is tens of millions of people, is and will be affected by this. A lot of that land, a lot of that real estate there is agricultural land, by the way. My wife was telling me just yesterday that she's going to be diligent in finding out where our fresh fruits and vegetables come from. Not so much fruits, but vegetables. And we will not be buying, to the best of our ability, not be buying any fresh vegetables from that affected area. Won't be easy. In the summertime, there could be berries, blueberries and strawberries and so forth. Looks like Pat is back for another round of questions or comments. Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
If Glenn thinks it's amyloid clot, these are the foods high in amylase. Amylase means it breaks up something. So it breaks up amyloid clots. Okay. Papaya, pineapple, melons. Mangoes, kiwis, grapes, avocado, raw honey, bee pollen, raw dairy products, bee pollen, that'll go with Deborah, water kefir, dairy kefir, wheatgrass juice, coconut water, fermented vegetables. And that comes from oldmag.co/ends. Is obviously health. So that's why I brought up the thing about diet, you know. There's usually food out there that'll take care of anything you're missing or any problem you got.
Right.
Really. So
okay,
I just wanted
Pat.
To throw that out. Okay, those are delicious things to be eating anyway, you know, good for you.
They are. I just had some pineapple last night. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, no, thanks.
Well, thanks again, Pat. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. I've been a prepper since when my daughter was born is when I really got diligent. Before that, I was a prepper because I knew that the Tet Offensive would be taking place, and I wanted to be ready as I could with a footlocker full of food and as much ammunition as I could get my hands on. But it really moved forward when my daughter was born. I understood the moment I saw this precious child that I was responsible for her being alive and her safety and well-being. It never occurred to me all these decades that we, the United States and the Western world, would become the targets of biological warfare. I always knew it was a possibility. Especially after I read a book, I can recommend an excellent book if you want to understand biological weapons. It has a simple one-word title, Biohazard, by Ken Allebeck. It's an anglicized version of his name, which is a lot longer, more complex. Ken Allebeck was a high-level scientist with the Russian biological weapons program for decades, winning a number of awards and being injured by biological weapons himself. But if you want to understand what biological weapons are, how they're made, how they affect people, and how to mitigate, that's an excellent book, Biohazard by Ken Allebeck. No, I never dreamed. It was never really high on my list as one of the possibilities that we would be the victims, the target of biological weapons. But here we are. Here's our last break this hour. We'll break back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Calling numbers 512-248-8252. Well, as I said earlier, in 3 to 5 years, there will be no more Israel as we now know it. in 3 to 5 years, there will be no more USA as we now know it. We can't have such a huge percentage of men and women being sick and dying and still have what we've got now. It simply can't happen. And it won't. I heard somebody who I respect saying that the Chinese aren't going to attack us because we're the largest trading partner. That's something I hear a lot on one hand. On the other, people that believe that are thinking like Americans. They're not thinking like Chinese, or Chinese communists, I should say. A government that murdered 50 million of their own people to achieve their goal of communist domination of China. If they weren't willing to murder 50 million of their own people to take over China, why would they hesitate to murder as many of Americans as possible to achieve their goal of taking over America? Their goal is to colonize the United States with no Americans even being present. What's happening right now is going to go a real long way towards them achieving their goal. I'm not, these statistics we're seeing out of the U.S. military are staggering, really scary, staggering. The percentage increases in cancer and other serious diseases. Women not being able to have babies, men being sterile. We had the flight surgeon in Alabama giving a sworn affidavit and doing sworn testimony before Congress, saying that in her belief that all pilots who received a clout shot should be grounded. She did that under whistleblower protection. They still changed her assignment. No surprise there. And we always need to keep coming back to getting your spiritual house in order and getting ready for what's coming personally with you and your family. That's what it always comes back to, getting your community ready. I've been doing what I can in my community. I know many of you are doing the same thing. Not easy. Takes time, takes a little money, takes diligence. But that's what needs to happen, is being prepared locally. Doing what you can locally. That's what it's going to come down to. Very, very quickly. I don't know how quickly, but very quickly. Enjoy whatever normal life we have left, because that could change also. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews and Firearms Monday. Stay tuned.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago when warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.